The following podcast is brought to you by Crosswinds Golf and Country Club in Burlington, just 45 minutes from downtown Toronto. You'll find the most beautiful and affordable public golf course in Ontario. Trust me on this one. Outstanding customer service, million-dollar views, excellent food and bevies, terrific driving range and practice facility, and of course, a championship golf course that's always in pristine condition. And if you book your tee time online rather than by phone, you save $10 per golfer. That's $40 per foursome. Did I figure that out right? I think I did. Enough to have lunch at the Back Nine Bistro and a brewski or two. Go to crosswindsgolf.com, book your tee time, and when you get there, make sure you tell them Hebsy sent you. Now, Mike, let's start the podcast. Hey there, sports fans. Welcome to my podcast, Oh, Strange As It Is. Thank God for technology and poo-poo on... Let's see, it was Rogers last time, it's Bell this time. Okay? Screwing things up for me. It's Hebsy on Sports, it's episode number 298. Yeah, it's just been a weird couple of weeks, man. It's just been goofy. Mark Hepscher here along with Toronto Mike, manning things from the mothership, and in good form over there, no problems there. Today, we're going to talk Blue Jays. They've taken over the discussion. Nobody's talking about anything else, really. Except for the Blue Jays, as they continue their fine play in the midst of the dog days of August. I love that, the dog days. Okay, and September's coming in. A meaningful September, baseball September in Toronto? Wow. By the way, this weekend, Shohei Ohtani visits, and the Jays celebrate the 30th anniversary of their first World Series victory. And next week, Marcus Stroman and the Cubs visit. That's going to be fun. Breaking news, Kevin Durant not coming to Toronto to play for the Raptors. More breaking news, Patrick Kane not coming to Toronto to play for the Maple Leafs. Okay, stop it, please. All you talk show hosts and whatever that are trying to fill time, stop it with these things. Really ridiculous. Next thing you're going to tell me, Bobby Dalbec's going to play shortstop for the Red Sox. What? He did? God. Oh, by the way, the PGA Tour has decided if you can't beat them, join them. So they've introduced Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and some gimmicky golf events, just like the LIV Tour. Remember when they called the LIV Tour gimmick? That's not golf. It's not growing the game of golf? I guess so. Three-on-three events? Virtual golf with Tiger and Rory? Whatever. I love it. I'm a golfer. You know that. Brooke Henderson leads the field in Ottawa on the CP Women's Open. The men go for the big money at the Tour Championship, where Scottie Scheffler will have the lead before even teeing off. That's a great, he's minus 10 before he even starts. Everybody else is behind him. Good luck with that. All that and more, but first let's say hello to Toronto Mike, technical whiz that he is, producer extraordinaire, on this Thursday, which normally is a Friday, and I'm thinking, you know, there's bugs here, Mike, and it's because we're off kilter today.
Well, Hebsy, man, before we explain why it sounds like you're phoning it in today on this rare Thursday episode, I just want to, from my heart and from the comments I'm reading on your YouTube page, just wanted to share our condolences to you on the loss of your mother last week. We're very sorry for your loss, Hebsy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And tell us, why do you sound like you're on the phone?
Because I got an internet issue here. I'm actually going to see if I can get a cell phone the other way here, Mike. I'm actually trying. What happened is, and I don't know, man.
Yeah, Hebsy, man, just so you know, though, I don't know if you did this on purpose, but you just entered the Zoom room. So you're on the phone, so I'm going to add you and just see what happens. Right. Like, at least we can see you.
See what happens. This is very exciting. This is, and we're hoping for the best here, Mike. We're hoping for...
Okay, live.
Okay, so Hebsy...
I'm hanging up the phone, Mike.
Hang up the phone. Okay, so you know what'll happen. Just let me, you know, if you go out again, I will just phone you back from that same Georgia number. But let's hear your voice.
Hello, Mike.
Woo!
Did you hear me?
Much better. Much better.
Oh my God, what a feeling! Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So it's Hebsy on Sports. So we did the opening. Right. We're continuing on with the show.
Yeah. The show must go on.
Thank you for the condolences. Much appreciated. Yeah. My mom passed away, age of 90, 70 years married. What can I tell you, man? It's needed to get away, of course, after a very difficult week last week, and ended up in Elliott Lake, Ontario. Beautiful, beautiful part of the world. 5.5 hours from here. My girlfriend's son is playing for the Elliott Lake Red Wings this week of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League.
Huh.
Now, there's a fair bit of traveling going on up there in Northern Ontario. This league's like, it's Sudbury, it's Powassan, it's Elliott Lake, it's Blind River, okay? It's Espanola, it's Sault Ste. Marie, Timmins, Kirkland Lake, Hearst.
It's funny you say Blind River. I'm singing Neil Young in my head.
Yeah, that's the part of the, yeah. Anyway, absolutely gorgeous. Went up there to get him all settled, with his billet and first 2 days of training camp. So it's late August and we're in training camp. We're in the Centennial Arena in Elliott Lake, Ontario, and it's like packed for training camp. Not a lot to do in Elliott Lake. And by the way, anyone who's listening now, or if you have any insight as to, or you know anybody in Elliott Lake, let me know, because it's pretty remote. People are lovely, but it's like, do you know, and it's funny too, because, you and I, Mike, live in the city. So we think, nothing of traveling 10 minutes to go to get something to eat or whatever. Right.
Right.
There, it's the same thing, except 2 hours. They think nothing of driving 2 hours to 2 hours is nothing to them. It's eight hours. It's 8 hours from there to Hearst. 8 hours, man. Through like the northern of northernest Ontario.
Yeah,
to play in the Claude LaRose Arena in Hearst. Thank God they only have one road trip up there. And trust me, it's always like in October. You ain't going up to Hearst in January or February. You're not going up there if you don't have to. So yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got away. And it's good you're checking out future retirement communities.
I don't know, but they'd have to offer me a sweet kind of a deal. I don't know. Anyway, it's gorgeous. It's really, really beautiful. And of course, very cold in the winter. And when you're from Toronto, you're not used to, when someone says, oh, I'm going up north, you're going, yeah, okay, for a couple of days. You're not used to that type of constant cold, right? I mean, we're not used to minus 30 every day.
No, not here in Toronto.
Not that I'm saying minus 30, yeah. But I mean, that's way up there. It's way up there.
It's tough to bike in minus 30. So no, we don't expect that here.
It's hiking up there, man, but it's gorgeous, Mike. And it's very outdoors. Like you don't live up there and like stay inside. You know what I mean? These are outdoors people.
Right.
They don't take their boots off that often. Okay.
Is this, so you mentioned Kirkland Lake. So is this where Bill Barilko disappeared? Is that right? Like near there?
No. Bill Barilko's up. It's further north and further east, more towards the Quebec border, up Timmins Way and even north of there.
Okay.
Yeah. This is like between Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie, right? You get off the highway, you get off Highway 108 on your way, just past Massey, Ontario.
It's funny, Hebsy.
So if you went to the tip the absolute tip of where Tobermory is up there, what's that? The North Shore up there. What's that called?
Oh, I don't know.
Of Ontario, way up there, right? Okay. Tip, right? That north, it's called the North Shore area. That's like Sudbury, Espanola, on the way to Sault Ste. Marie.
Wow.
It's north of there.
And Hebsy, typically when you and
Manitoulin Island, sorry, Manitoulin Island.
Yeah, okay.
Manitoulin Island.
Beautiful.
North of it, it's beautiful.
Now, when you and I, when we say we're going north, it means I'll meet you on up at Steeles or something. Like that's typically north for us, right?
And of course, when you're up there and and you're dealing with teenage players and stuff like that, and a lot of them are from the city, they're from, or not from the city, but further from Southern Ontario, and they're going up north. It's not like they're all from that particular region, not a lot to draw from up there. So there's lots of kids from, Brampton, Stouffville, Mississauga, Toronto, GTA, right? And like, here's their parents saying to them, listen, it gets cold up there. You need winter boots. You need a parka. And these are kids who are like, man, I'll wear my hoodie and my sneakers. I'm just going to the rink.
Right.
That type of thing.
Right.
I'll wear my flip-flops and my socks. It's like, no, you don't get it, but you will. Right. Anyway, so that's the deal there. And this,
I'm glad you got away and you got to have a little R&R after an awful week for you.
Yeah. And by the way, the day of my mother's funeral, it was a monsoon. Now, I understand that in downtown Toronto, there wasn't a drop of rain.
That's right.
But where we were in the middle of the city, and I'm talking midtown, like around the 401 and the 400. Now, the middle, It poured. I mean, it was like biblical, epic. Like my mom was going, no. It was horrible. All right. And even with umbrellas, like, forget it, man. Like Serena almost blew away. She's like, you know, 5 foot nothing and like, no, doesn't weigh anything. And like, I give her, she's holding an umbrella. And now I go to get my dad's walker out of the back of the van. And so I say, here, hold on. And so I give her my umbrella. So she's holding two golf umbrellas and a gust of wind comes. I swear to you, it's Mary Poppins. She's literally blown away. She's got two golf umbrellas and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. But what are you going to do? And then driving back from Elliott Lake on the 400, seven separate mini monsoons, cloudbursts, where the rain was so hard, people are driving to the side of the road, but they're and stopping. One guy stopped in the middle of the off ramp. Like he's on the off ramp. He's in the middle and he just stops the car.
He had no visibility. I can almost.
But still, I'm getting off the same off ramp. And Serena's like, this guy, the four-way, he's not moving. He's stopped. Right. But he doesn't have his brakes on. I guess he just stopped and put the car in, you know, in drive and then threw the four-ways on. But he's at a dead stop. It's hard to tell when the rain is pelting down whether the person in front of you is actually moving or not. And then when the realization comes to you that they're stopped, you're like, holy fuck, I'm going to hit them.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Scary. Anyway,
it's a bit scary. We're off to Ottawa this week. We're going to some family stuff. And by the way, I figure as long as I'm in Ottawa, I want to go get a golf lesson from Canada's top golf instructor, because I have an invitation to play Royal Ottawa next Monday. Royal Ottawa is like where the creme de la creme goes. It's a beautiful golf course. And, you know, it's a private course, right? Like Jean Chrétien was a member there. Like it's pretty, you know, it's a very sought after place to play. So you can't just go there and have a crummy game going. So I got to get a lesson from Kevin Hame, who's in the Ottawa area. So I got that going. I'm going to run into a friend who works in the media there as well. We're looking forward to taking a trip. So that's why we're having it today. This is Thursday, because tomorrow I'm off. We're off to do that.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll be good. So have you watched the Blue Jays at all? Have you been paying any attention at all?
Not too much recently, because I just got back myself from a camping trip where I was completely unplugged. But I'm like,
where'd you go?
The Pinery.
Oh, been there many times.
Yeah, on Lake
Grand Bend. Grand Bend.
You
should have told me. Why? You should have told me. I have lots of friends in Grand Bend. You could have gotten a free meal or two up there.
Woo! Missed out there. No, the two little ones, and it was amazing. So I've been out there, and there's no data. You can't even get data in this park. So
great.
It's like,
that's great. No, I know the park well. I know it well. You got.
Yeah, I love it there.
Don't you have New Orleans Wings and Pizza up the street there?
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Yes,
that's a great spot. If you go further up, you go to the Oakwood Inn, which is run by my friends, the Scatcherd family.
Yeah, drove by it twice. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you did. Oh, you should. Oh, man, I wish I would have known you were there. Oh. You pop in there, they would have treated you like gold.
I'll be back there next August, and we go every year to the Pinery.
So you like the beach there, right? That beach.
Yeah, well, yeah, the sand dunes and the beach.
Is that not phenomenal? But is that not great for kids? Because you can go up, 100, 200 feet.
Well, that's exactly
ankle high water.
Yeah, I know. You can go forever and they can still stand, and it's amazing. And we did some rowing on, they have the river there in the park, and we ran a canoe, and we did, we had great big fires, and we had hikes, and it was just a great, great getaway.
Did you take a walk down the main street of Grand Bend? Did you do a little touristy stuff?
No, not this time. No, man. We just parked the car in the campsite, and then we don't touch the car again until we go home. And,
good. It was good. So you're well rested. You're ready to go.
I'm ready to rock.
For the stretch run, right?
I'm ready. I need my Hebsy Man Blue.
No injuries. You got no injuries. You're good, right?
I feel great.
All right. So last night I'm watching the game. I've been following. I wasn't completely unplugged. I did have to have my Blue Jays, because that's an addiction. And it has been an everyday addiction since, you know, the year of the small potato for me. Just it's part of my life from whenever they start playing in February, spring training. You know me, I was there. I was like, where are you? Until the last pitch is thrown. And I can tell you this for a fact, because I know that pitching and defense will win championships more than hitting, more than great moves by managers. If you don't have pitching and defense, you're not going to win. You're just not. So if the Blue Jays hope to achieve that feat of winning a World Series, they need more wins like last night's win in Boston. George Springer's 10th inning double drove home the go-ahead run. Jordan Romano shut down the Red Sox. Jays won for the sixth time in seven games, 3-2 in Boston, where they just love. It's like a home game for them. Home game for them. This wasn't the 28-3 or whatever game. This was, you know, it was just one of those, wow, you know, this is pretty good baseball here with good defense and good pitching and stuff like that. Starter Jose Berrios was excellent again, six strong innings, gave up just two runs, struck out six. Now, about 3 weeks ago, we were thinking, oh, this guy sucks. He's awful. Terrible. Especially on the road. Well, he's done okay his last two starts on the road, so shut up about that. And he was followed in order, Jimmy Garcia, Tim Meza, Anthony Bass, Adam Simber, Jordan Romano. Not bad. Now, Bass came on with runners at second and third with one out and put out the fire in dramatic fashion. He struck out Kike Hernandez, and then manager John Schneider ordered him to walk the left-handed hitting Franchi Cordero in favor of the right-handed hitting Bobby Dalbec, who was starting at shortstop for the first time in his career, first time since high school. 6'5", 230-pound Bobby Dalbec was the shortstop last night. That's how depleted the Boston lineup is. Thank God we beat these guys. If we wouldn't have, it would have been, oh my God, the Scrabinis beat us. And a great move by Schneider. I don't know if Charlie Montoyo would have made that. He probably would have. It was a Charlie. You don't want him pitching to, you know, walk him. Because you don't put the go-ahead run on base. You don't. You just don't. It's baseball logic. It's never put the go-ahead run on base. But John Schneider said, ah, fuck that. We're going to walk you, and we're going to pitch to you. And what happened? The Bass-O-Matic strikes him out to end the threat. And then a great reference by Jamie Campbell on the post-game show to Bass-O-Matic. That's good bass. And Joe Siddle was like, what? Like right over his head. You either know the skit or you don't know the skit from Saturday Night Live, first season. Dan Aykroyd's got Bass-O-Matic. He's got, it's like a blender and he's got a bass in it. And for bass, right? And at one point he hits the blender and the top pops off and this like the tail of the bass starts coming out and people in the audience are screaming. It's hysterical. And then they cut to Lorraine Newman, who takes a sip of this stuff and go, that's good bass. Anyway, it was just a funny reference. And it was great because Ken Reed of Sportsnet had originally suggested it. And then they talked about it on the desk on the post-game show. It was sort of this running joke. It's like what Ken does with Ivanka, where he says, like, you've never seen The Shawshank Redemption? And he's been hammering her for 10 years. 10 years! You've never seen The Shawshank Redemption? Like, hammering her. It's funny stuff. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Defensively, the Jays are getting it done. Matt Chapman started an amazing double play. If you didn't see it, he spears a Rafael Devers shot. First of all, he's playing shortstop because they're in the shift. And Devers hits a shot. So now Chapman backhands this ball. So now he backhands it, and now he's turning away on the backhand from the field. He's away from it. So when he spears it, he cannot possibly turn around and throw and make the play at second to start the double play. He has to backhand it. He has to do it like a second baseman would when he tosses to the shortstop, right? He backhanded, but he backhanded it from like 80 feet away on the money to Bichette, who throws onto Vladdy for the double play. It was like a ballet, a baseball ballet. It was such a hard shot. It was such a great stab by Chapman. And then in one motion, he realizes there's only one way I can get the ball to Bo. And like, man, it was just gorgeous. You need that. You need those kind of plays. Nice to have a platinum Glover at third, huh? So the Jays are eighth in the league in fielding and sixth in the league in pitching. Not bad, but they're number one in the American League in batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, OPS plus. They're third in home runs. If they can keep George Springer healthy enough that he can play, I don't know, 80% of the remaining games, fingers crossed, this team's got a chance of winning it all. They do. Springer is 15 for 25 since coming off the IL. He's the igniter. He loves to play. Can we find a way to keep this guy healthy? Same with Tim Meza. God, we can't afford to lose. He's our only lefty in the pen, unless you include Yusei Kikuchi. I don't know about him. But the starting pitching is good, man. They can sweep the Red Sox tonight with Kevin Gausman on the mound. Tomorrow they got Mitch White going. I don't think the Jays have lost with him pitching. And the California Angels come to town. This is the team that has all this talent that the owner now wants to sell the team. Anybody want to buy this team? Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout. I don't know, man. But anyway, they're coming in this weekend. So you got Mitch White tomorrow, which is Friday. And then Saturday, it's the big one. It's like the pitch. This is like, I don't know, man, Sandy Koufax against Whitey Ford in the World Series. This is like two of the best, if not the two best. Shohei Ohtani, Alek Manoah, Saturday. And also, it's Jacket Day at the Dome. So the first 15,000 fans are getting a souvenir. So, of course, the game is sold out. Sold out. People are going to stand there. I got to be one of the first 15,000. This is what I don't understand with this. You know what? If you're going to sell the place out, just give everybody a jacket, man. Just give everybody a jacket.
Okay? They like the buzz.
Used to be 20,000, Mike, back in the day. Okay? Shoppers Drug Mart calendar day. Mr. Submarine Sports Bag Day.
Catelli Bat Day.
Look it up. It was 20,000. They gave it the first 20,000. Wow. Cheapskates, motherfuckers. Come on, Blue Jays. Come on. You're giving baseballs away to the fans. Come on. People love free shit. They love it. They love it. That's why I'm going next Tuesday to see the Cubs play. I'm going with my brother. Why am I going? Because it's Looney Hot Dog Day. And it's the Cubs and it's Marcus fucking Stroman. Come on.
How many hot dogs will you take down? I'm just curious, like with a Looney hot dog promotion.
I'm going to tell you this right now. Back in the day, I could easy do eight hot dogs, 10 hot dogs, easy. Yeah. And then do 100 sit-ups afterwards to win a bet. That's what I used to do when I was younger. I once ate 128 ounces of baked beans and then did 100 sit-ups to win a big bet. I was a teenager. But anyway, I think I'm good for four dogs. I'd be good for four dogs.
These are like two bite dogs. Like,
doesn't matter. I got to have beer too, right?
Right.
I got to hollow out my hot dog like this goofball on Twitter. Okay. Did you see this?
No.
This is staged. It's a guy hollowing out a hot dog and then using it as a straw in his beer.
Oh.
But it's for sure staged because, like, you see, I mean, it's like, you know, it was just too good. It's dumb. So yeah, I think I'm good. But anyway, listen to this. So Springer, 15 for 25 since coming off the IL. That's sick. That's so good. He's so good. I told you, he's so good. But he's so fragile, right? Don't let him play the outfield. That's what I'm saying. Please. He's got a great arm. Don't make him screw up again. Please just make him your DH. Figure out the other stuff. Jansen's not going to get as much playing time. Santiago Espinal's not going to get as much playing time. You know what I mean? I get it, but man, he's got to play every day. He's got to hit. The guy can freaking hit. That's all I'm saying about that. So currently the Jays hold down the number two wild card spot. We don't want that. We're half game back of Tampa. We would have to go to Tampa and play, you know, up to three games and win two of them in Tampa. I don't like playing in Tampa. So we got to have that number one wild card. We're one game up on Seattle. Like breathing down our necks. And now it looks like Baltimore is starting to fade because they're not that good. And the White Sox, they're fading. They're not that good. And the Twins are fading a bit from Cleveland. Neither one of those teams, Cleveland or the Twins, are that good. I tell you what, I wouldn't have a problem if the Jays actually, you know, screw up and finish, let's say, as the third wild card. They would get either the Twins or the Guardians. I think they can kick the crap out of both those teams. All right, Saturday, 30th anniversary celebration, first World Series victory. All the players from the 1992 World Series championship, not all the players, some of the players from that 1992, well, a few of those players, a selected few guys. Dave Steeb will be there. Dave Winfield will be there. Kelly Gruber won't be there.
No.
Roberto Alomar won't be there. Tom Henke won't be there. Pat Gillick won't be there. Pat Tabler won't be there.
What? Wait,
no Pat Tabler? No Tabby?
Where's Pat?
What's going on?
Hebsy, man, Yeah, not to interrupt, but we did last time we recorded. We didn't record last week, but last time we recorded, we had a feisty debate about would, you know, Alomar and Gruber get invited. And I said, I don't know about Gruber, but Alomar, there's zero chance he was going to get the invite. But do you think somebody...
Do we know if he got invited? Did anyone say, was he invited?
I don't have to know to know, you know what I mean? Like, there's
no but
chance.
Really, was it officially, did the Blue Jays officially say, we did not invite these
players? No, I don't think they said that explicitly.
In other words, did they provide a guest list, the Jays? Did they say... Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you're throwing Mike, if you're going to throw a wedding for one of your four kids one day, right? And some of them, well, what's the guest list? Who's coming?
Oh, like, by the way, Tabler, just when he, Canada Kev just says Tabler's going to be at the birth of his 15th grandson.
I don't give a shit. I don't care why he's going.
Sounds like a good
there.
Excuse, though.
I don't care why he's not going to be. It doesn't matter to me why he's not going to be there. He's not going to be there.
Right.
Not going to be there. Pat Gillick's not going to be there.
How'd the phone call go?
Not going to be there. I'm saying, I want to know what happened. I think I deserve to know. I deserve to know who was invited. What was the response? What was the reason they gave that they weren't going to be there? Right. And if someone isn't going to show up, would you call someone who maybe previously wasn't on the list, for example? You know what I'm saying? Let's say you had, I mean, how many guys were on that team? 25? 40? What do we talk? We're talking 25 guys. That's the 25 man roster and the executives. Gord Ash is going to be there. He's assistant GM. But you know what I mean? Come on, man. This isn't a big deal. You know, it's not that big a deal. If it was a big deal, everybody would show up. 30 years, they were here for the 25th, the 20th.
Well, you're forgetting something.
The 15th, too. They were here for the 10th, the 5th. You know,
how many of these guys are not vaccinated? Like, they can't come.
Oh.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I don't know, but if, you know, I just get a sense that
I hear you.
Tom Henke might not be vaccinated. I don't know he's not vaccinated, but
why would you just pick on what about Pat? What about Pat? Well, you know, Pat Tabler. What about Pat? Pat Gillick? What about Pat Gillick?
He might just be elderly. Like, how old is Pat Gillick?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Some of them are going to be there. Many are not going to be there.
Sure.
Right? Am I right? And you know, it's going to be, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to stand and you're going to go, who's that? Is that, oh my God, is that? Geez, it doesn't look like Dave Winfield. Look, Dave Winfield's like 71 years old now. You see?
Right.
So again, 30 years, you know, you're going to see this and it's going to be a whole big deal. And that's fine and dandy. And then next year, they're going to have another one for the 93 team, right? So, you know, who's going to, Mulder's going to be here. Carter's here, of course. Carter, the biggest phony in the world. He's here.
Ricky Henderson, will he be here?
There you go. Again. Olrud coming?
Now, Hebsy,
is Olrud coming? Because if he's coming, I'm there. But no Alomar again next year, right?
Right. No invite. You can't make the call. Yeah,
no,
I'll tell you.
No chance that he gets invited to the 93 one either?
Zero.
Dang.
Can you get less than zero? Like, oh, hey, Robbie, yeah, we know you're banned from baseball and we ripped your name off the stickers have been ripped off the side of the level of excellence. But hey, do you want to come to the 30th anniversary celebration at the Dome? No, that call does not happen.
Okay, we're done with that.
Last thing though.
We
all saw that. I can't remember the gentleman's name. John Boyce? Is that who made that great Dave?
John Boyce. John Boyce.
Okay, tremendous. Wonderful documentary we all watched. And
fantastic.
You kind of learn about the snub he got at that parade, the World Series parade. Like, I suspect when Dave Steeb, he gets the biggest ovation. I think this city is just wanting to give some love to Dave Steeb right now.
Is that what you think?
That's my sense, yeah. And a lot of it due to that documentary.
Never mind the fact that he was one of the biggest pricks that ever.
Yeah. I don't think the fans care. I think that's more of a media thing. Like, I don't think the fans care how he treated the media and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad because he didn't treat the media well. You see, he didn't. And then years later, it's like, well, you know, if I would have known then, you know, you were a baseball
player. I think we're ready to forgive
you. Oh, listen, I forgave him a long time ago again, but I had to play a round of golf with him. I had to spend 4.5 hours with him to explain a few things to him. And he was still playing at the time. This would have been in 87.
Wow.
Okay. After the season, that horrible season, we played golf. We had a long chat, got a lot of stuff out. I'm trying to do my job and have been for years now, right? For a long time. This was after I'd been on Sportsline 3-4 years already, but in radio. And I knew him when he first came. Listen, man, I knew him when he had, before he met his wife, Patty, he had a girlfriend. He brought her to this Blue Jays luncheon, like player of the month luncheon or something like that.
Sure.
We're about the same age, Dave and I. You know what I mean? And there were times, let me tell you, away from it, before any of that, where he was just a regular guy. But then, man, he got ahead, okay? And he pissed off a lot of people.
Yeah.
Not just me, a lot of people. Anyway, So you can't just undo stuff like that, right? But yeah, you're right. Looking at the guy and, oh, the poor guy should be in the Hall of Fame. It's true. He was a great pitcher. He was a great pitcher. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina. You know him, right, Mike?
Of course, yes.
He's going to retire at the end of the season. He's been feted now by visiting teams. It's the farewell tour. Once a player announces he's retiring, you know, generally every city he goes into for the final time, they give him, I don't know, something, a rocking chair or some recognition. So last weekend, the Arizona Diamondbacks were set to honor Molina, who's been playing against them for the last like 21 years, or however many years he's been playing, right?
Right.
But instead of being there to be honored, he took the weekend off without pay from the Cardinals to go home to Puerto Rico because the men's basketball team he owns was in the championship game, which they won.
Okay.
But he said, look, man, I own the team. There, you know, I'm taking a weekend, but they got a thing spec, you know, in Arizona. They're going to have fuck that. I'm going back to Puerto Rico. Now, the Cardinals are in the midst of a pennant race. They lead the National League Central, but still, highly unusual veteran player taking the weekend off, going back to Puerto Rico because he owns a basketball team. That's kind of, don't you think, Mike?
Well, if you own a basketball team and they're in the championship game, I think that's a better reason to miss a game than the birth of your eighth grandkid or whatever. Like, I feel like that's a better reason.
But, Mike, you take the weekend off, but he's also snubbing the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are, like, nice enough to go, oh, you see the schedule. Oh, Molina's coming in. Well, let's have a little, I mean, you know, great player.
But sucks to be you, I guess. You know, it's like he's got to look out for post-career, his post-career.
I don't know.
Career.
I'm just saying. I'm saying, suppose the same thing was with Mike Trout. He's coming for the final time. You want to see the guy, great player, whatever.
Albert Pujols.
There you go. So I don't know, man.
What do you think of these farewell?
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to honor veteran catcher Yadier Molina.
See, I'm all fine with the ovation for a guy like that, but I'm thinking back to the Derek Jeter farewell tour, and I never liked the idea of like having this, like of giving him something. Like he's a Yankee, for goodness sakes. Like,
I got it. No, I got that.
I never liked it.
I don't know who that started with. I remember when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar announced he was retiring. Every city he went into, they got a rocking chair or a motorcycle or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know when it first occurred where they said this great player. This future, and that's another thing. All these Cardinal fans are going, oh, future Hall of Famer Yadier Molina. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, come on.
He's not Pujols, a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Right. He's not a Hall of Famer. Pujols is a Hall of Famer.
Pujols absolutely. The other thing. That's the other thing. Pujols is 7 home runs away from 700. People are going, 700? That's a number. 700. The 700 club, and I'm not talking about religiosity here. 700. Do you know how many guys have hit 700 home runs in their career? Mike, do you have any idea? 700.
Well, yeah, because when I was growing up, it was only two, and of course, it was Ruth and it was Hank Aaron.
Yeah,
of course.
And
but
Bonds
now I think Barry Bonds for sure. And did A-Rod get to 700? I can't remember.
No, 696. So here's the thing. So A-Rod's at 696. Pujols is at 693. So just overtake A-Rod. Yeah. Just hit four. Can he hit four in the next 5 weeks or whatever it is?
Well, A-Rod's been linked to performance-enhancing drugs, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, Albert, so is Bonds, no kidding. So that's Bonds. Why I don't...
Big
Bonds.
Time, big time. But Albert has not, right? He's not been linked.
I
don't think so. If somebody in the chat wants to correct me, I don't believe he's ever
linked.
Been linked.
Like, has
linked
anyone, meaning, has anyone
like any kind of evidence of any sort.
Has he been accused? Did he,
accusing is okay. I'm talking about actual, like some kind of...
I don't know. Anyway, so Albert Pujols, good for him. But Yadier Molina, feh. Can I recommend a follow on Twitter? Please. John Gibbons 05. John Gibbons 05 on Twitter. He's great. Gibbons, nothing like watching the manager, like, you know, go at it on Twitter with, and I'm talking forward tweets. These are good tweets. This is good stuff, man. He knows his shit. You know, I didn't always agree with his moves, but still. He's very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Yeah, but he's another guy, though. He's not, I mean, I saw him tweet something about coming to see the Stro show or something, but John Gibbons is also not crossing that border, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Major League Baseball released its 2023 schedule on Wednesday. And I don't recall them ever releasing next year's schedule that early. For the first time, though, Mike, in the interleague era, all 30 teams will play each other in at least one series.
Wow.
That means less competition against the American League East, and that means a better chance for the Blue Jays to go places. That means you don't have to worry about the Yankees 17 times a year. It's only like 13 times a year. So you're going to see every single team, not all of them at home, but you're going to play every team in Major League Baseball. I love it. Woo. Love it.
It's going to help us out.
Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy have joined forces along with the PGA Tour to create a new gimmicky form of golf competition that is strangely similar to the Rogue Live Tour that they've been shitting and pissing on, right? Like, did they not say something about, oh, this is gimmicky golf? This isn't golf. This isn't growing the game of golf. The two superstars and underlined superstars, underlined wealthy superstars, will front a series of events that feature three-on-three tournaments as part of a tech-infused golf league featuring virtual venues and primetime matches. That's not golf. The league will have players competing on 6 3-man teams in 15 regular season matches and a playoff starting in January 2024. Mike, if I didn't know any better, I'd swear this was a direct ripoff of what Liv is doing.
Kind of genius, right?
Golf teams? With names? Are they going to have maybe names? Teams? Are they going to show the scoreboard like they do in with Formula One? Like on the left side there with the changing of positions of teams and all the logos and all that stuff? The new league, TGL, will feature two-hour, 18-hole matches on a virtual course. The matches will take place in primetime on Monday nights in a custom-made venue in a yet-to-be-determined location. What, wasn't this the same organization? Seriously, the PGA Tour, are these not the same guys that poo-pooed the LIV Tour and their gimmicky golf? PGA is pumping another $146 million into the latest changes, Mike. This is like, you know, lay it all on the line, okay? This is war.
Yeah, but interesting, right? Like, this is yet another league I will completely ignore. Like, I have no interest in it at all. But completely kind of interesting from a business standpoint, like how smart this all is. I think this is a clever move by Tiger here. Like, he leverages.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What he's done is he said, look, if other people are going to watch this type of competition, punt, pass, and kick, chip, putt, and drive. I mean, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? People, look, golf is becoming a game where people want to play 12 holes of golf, not 18. A six there and six there. There are golf courses that have three sixes, right? So you could play your 18 if you want to, but you could also play 12 or six holes. Nicklaus has designed a few of those. There's one in, I'm trying to think where, but anyway, this is what's happening with golf, right? It's becoming more accessible to more people. It's not the 4.5 hour, 5 hour commitment anymore. It doesn't have to be, right? And so make it more accessible. Make it available. There's streaming. There's pay TV. There's however you want to present this. And you've got, you know, your veterans that have gone to the LIV Tour and some of the big names. But essentially, you've got your biggest marketable names now saying, let's do this. Good for them. Let's see if I love golf. More golf, the better. Speaking of which, the LPGA Tour stop is the Ottawa Hunt and Golf Club for the CP Women's Open. I think it used to be called the Ottawa Hunt and Country Club. But some broadcaster screwed that one up badly, and they said, let's change the name. I know in London, it's the London Hunt and Country Club. I know that because I booted it back in 19, when I was working for a radio station in Western Ontario, and tried to quickly say, oh, the London Hunt and Country Club is a venue for the Canadian Open, the London Hunt and Country Club.
Which is fine if you're in the UK, but it's not cool here.
Right. This tournament is all, there's only one golfer at this tournament. There's really only one player, and that's Brooke Henderson, the 2018 champion, hometown favorite, a multi-major champion on the LPGA Tour. She's from Smith Falls. She's from the Ottawa Valley, but everybody in the capital region considers her to be their native daughter, right? And so it's Brooke Henderson. Even on TSN, they're talking Claire Hanna, Bob Weeks, they're all going, well, they're all picking Brooke Henderson. They can't pick anyone else. They can't even think of picking anyone else to win this tournament.
Right.
That would be not blasphemous, but it would be anti-Canadian, right? They're all the galleries are there to see Brooke. You think there's someone going, come on, let's go watch Lydia Ko play. No, Brooke. It's all about her. I remember they did the same thing, I think at Royal Ottawa boy, back a few years ago when Laurie Kane was there, and the pressure on Laurie Kane to win the Women's Open in Canada is just enormous. She faded down the stretch. People were like, oh, it was really sad. So much pressure. We don't realize that, but imagine you're representing your country in front of your country. That's crazy. Meanwhile, it's the Tour Championship for the men in Atlanta. Ho-hum, it's the final event of the season. The winner gets $10 million. There's a $4 million bonus. There's millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars at stake. The top 30 players tee it up. Top 30 players in the FedEx standings, with FedEx points leader Scottie Scheffler starting the day at minus 10. So it's four rounds. It's 72 holes of golf. It's stroke play. But before he even tees off, Scottie Scheffler, Masters champion, minus 10. Because he was the FedEx points leader. And then all the way down to even par, to the guy who finished 30th on the FedEx Tour. I think Corey Connors is minus one. He got in. He's the only Canadian. There you go. Crosswinds Golf and Country Club, as you know, is our spot. I haven't been there in a while. I'm looking forward to going back. I've been playing golf in other parts of the country, of the province, and nice. Dealing with some other things. But I'm dying to get back to Crosswinds because it's just, I mean, it's beautiful. I look at the pictures and I go, oh, I want to go back. And you should check it out if you haven't. And if you have, even if you have, go to crosswindsgolf.com. Tell them Hebsy sent you. I'm not sure that'll mean much, but it, you know, it won't hurt, I don't think. And check it out. Really terrific, terrific space. And now that things are open, you can really enjoy the entire experience. You can, you know, have a bite to eat out on the patio and that overlooks the 10th tee and the 18th green, which is great. Because like, it's like the ideal spot. If you were at a tournament, that would be the spot you'd want to be. You'd see these people teeing off here. And then just a little bit, look to your right a little bit. Oh, here they come up 18. Beautiful. So go to crosswindsgolf.com. Check it out. Tell them Hebsy sent you. You'll be happy you did. Two future NHL players were identified on a videotape made in 2003 during the World Junior Hockey Championship in Halifax. The man who saw the tape identified two men, both of whom had careers in the National Hockey League afterwards, as being part of a sexual assault on a woman in a hotel room. The woman was apparently unconscious, and I won't go into the rest of the details, but there is an unidentified witness who said, yep, that guy played in the NHL. That guy played in the NHL. They were there. Now, as you know, Mike, and listeners, viewers, several members of that 2003 team, including Carlo Koliakovo, have come forward to claim no knowledge of the incident. Many others have been silent or have retained lawyers. And this, of course, comes on the heels of the 2018 World Junior Championship team being under scrutiny after a sexual assault in London during a Hockey Canada event. Mike, what should come out of all of this? What do you suspect will happen here?
Well, what I think should come out of all this is more transparency, like the fact that all this money that, you know, parents like me, hockey parents like me, have been contributing to this fund, like whether we knew it or not, and we didn't know it. But like the fact that there's completely no transparency, like we're only learning now about what happened in 2003, what happened in 2018. We gotta stop hiding all this and buying things out, like, right? What do you think, Hebsy man?
I think that the law enforcement has to get involved here. And I think at a federal level, there has to be more than just an inquiry here. I think you really need to send out, you know, perhaps the RCMP. I don't know enough about jurisdiction and law enforcement and who handles what. But I think in this case here, you're talking about a major problem where I'm sure there have been many incidents that have not been reported. Or how about the one in 2003, the 20-year-old incident, that if some guy, I think, or girl, some person doesn't, who had a feeling in the pit of their stomach every year the World Junior Hockey Championship came on, having knowledge of this from 2003 and not saying anything, and the person coming forward finally and saying, I couldn't stand it anymore, was eating me up. I knew this happened. I knew these people were involved, and I didn't say anything. We need more of that. We need people to come forward, and we need the perpetrators to be hit with the stiffest penalty, criminally charged. Because you don't need, for example, you don't need a witness. You don't need someone who was unconscious to say, oh, I think this happened. I think you don't need that. There's enough evidence there to arrest and convict. I think, from what I can tell, it's really disgusting. And it really sheds a bad, and the NHL looks bad. They look not complicit, but they look bad that they're not addressing this. These are two players that played in your league and may have done other terrible things that you didn't know about, was covered up. Oh yeah, boys will be boys, all that stuff, but even more so on the professional level. Anyway, something's got to be done about this, because I couldn't watch the World Junior Championship. I was busy doing other things. I had other stuff, but I wouldn't have anyway. I have no taste for anything involving Hockey Canada.
On that note, I was going to ask you if you had peeked at any of that action.
No, but I
would be naturally curious, like how many viewers did tune in across the country? Because I heard almost nothing about it except for the couple of TSN people I follow on Twitter who felt like they had to cover it as part of their job or something.
Yeah.
It really was a bizarre junior tournament where you heard almost nothing about it.
Mike, August, I never pay attention to hockey. I mean, never if there was nothing else to do, right? I would never. Hockey in August just doesn't exist for me. No. Finally, Len Dawson, Hall of Fame quarterback and broadcaster who led the Kansas City Chiefs to their first Super Bowl victory in 1970 and played in the very first Super Bowl on the losing end when the Chiefs lost to the Packers, died Wednesday at the age of 87. Lenny Dawson was a personal favorite of mine as a player, but then later, after his career as a quarterback, he went right into broadcasting. He was on HBO's show Inside the NFL, which I believe began like Mike in the 70s. Like HBO, I think, was around in like the late 70s. And Len Dawson was like the host on this show, him and Nick Bonacani and guys like that. He was great for many years as a broadcaster. Affable and, you know, intelligent, you know, smart guy. Really enjoyed Len Dawson. There's an iconic picture of Len Dawson. It's halftime of Super Bowl I at the Los Angeles Coliseum. The upstart American Football League is represented by the Kansas City Chiefs. They won the AFL championship. And now they're playing for the first time the NFL champions, the Green Bay Packers, who have, through their coach Vince Lombardi, the great Vince Lombardi, have basically poo-pooed the American Football League. This isn't good football. We're the NFL. We're good football. And at the time, he was right. There were some excellent players, but the team, not quite. There was a year or two before things started to happen, okay? And then when Joe Namath, the New York Jets, beat the Baltimore Colts, the heavily favored Colts, 2 years later in Super Bowl III, that's when the merger took place. That's when it was like, okay, you teams in the – we're all part of the NFL now. Let's go, right? Because the NFL is thought to be superior. But anyway, Lenny Dawson in the first game, halftime of the game, is seen, no helmet on. He's sitting down on a bench. He's got a cigarette in his right hand that he's taken a drag off of. And at his feet is a bottle of Fresca. A bottle of Fresca, which if you don't know, Fresca was a soft drink. That's sort of a lemony, limey, grapefruity.
Like Sprite, sort of.
Yeah, no, whatever. I can taste it. It was okay. It was right. If there was nothing else to drink, I would drink it. But he's got a bottle of Fresca, and he's hauling on a dart, right? There's your quarterback, Lenny Dawson. Right? Anyway, rest in peace, Lenny Dawson, 87 years of age, personal favorite of mine, Kansas City Chiefs. Loved that team. I think I love that team because I hated the Oakland Raiders.
Mm.
Oh, I hated the Raiders, all of them. They were dirty. They were dirty players. And they were a natural rival for the Chiefs. They just, those games were, I was a kid, man, these guys would beat the shit out of each other. It was great. Raiders against the Chiefs back when I was a kid, Lenny Dawson, the quarterback for the Kansas City. I could name that whole team, Mike. I could name them. I mean, I'm telling you that when I take my last breath, if you say to me, but before you go, could you name the Kansas City Chiefs? I could rattle them all off. That's, you know, you remember things when you're a kid, you'll never forget them, Mike.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I love that you love that team. Like, it's just hearing you talk about it. It's like you're 8 years old again or something. It's wild.
It was fabulous. Fantastic. I had to go to hockey practice when I was 14 years of age, and I missed the Super Bowl. Well, the first half of the Super Bowl that they won, because I had to go to hockey practice. I remember my dad saying to me, you made a commitment. You got to go. But yeah. Dad, 7 o'clock on a Sunday night hockey practice for house league. It's the Chiefs against the Minnesota Vikings, Dad. Nope, you're going.
Right.
And then I think I cut out early. I forget. My feet are cold. It was outdoors. My feet are cold. Okay, we can go. And then I caught the second half of the Super Bowl, I think.
Okay, good.
Okay, that's it. All right, I'm exhausted. That's it for episode 298 of Hebsy on Sports. Thanks to Toronto Mike for production and inspiration and for figuring out what button to punch to get us on the air to have a podcast while my internet was acting up. Okay, thank you for that. Hit him up at Toronto Mike. He's got a fantastic podcast as well. Thanks also to our terrific sponsor, Crosswinds Golf and Country Club in Burlington. Go to crosswindsgolf.com. Book your tee time online. And thanks to you for allowing us into your headspace. We're back with another exciting episode next week. Next week, it's going to be Friday. And then, oh, by the way, Mike, we're going to have to talk about switching some Fridays to some Thursdays because I'll be headed to Elliott Lake for many weekends this year.
Okay, let me know now. Get it booked. So right after this call, we'll chat.
We'll get it booked. We'll get it done. Anyway, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Until next week. So long for now.